While Christina and Diana get ready for the final round, it's time for our guest musician, Julian Villar, to play a game. Now, Julian is quite competitive. So today we are pitting him against our entire audience here at the Bell House in a science game called The Order of the Universe. So before the show, we quizzed our live audience about outer space. Julian, I'll ask you the same questions, and if you can beat the audience's median score, you'll win the game. Here we go. Here's your first question. Which is bigger, as measured by its radius, the Earth's moon or Pluto?
Pluto is not a planet.
Okay, sure.
Just laying that out there. Okay.
Yeah. Does that mean you're going to pick the Earth's moon?
I'm going to say the Earth's moon.
Well, guess what? You're correct, okay? Yeah. 63% of the audience answered correctly. Okay, so which is faster, the rotational velocity of Earth, which is how fast the Earth is spinning, or the speed of sound? Now, I just want to say we are measuring the Earth's rotational velocity at the equator and the speed of sound through dry air at sea level. Not your high up wet air, no. Dry air at sea level. Okay, so what's faster?
I already got this figured out, Ophir.
Okay,
I know
me.
The answer here. So
fine.
Speed of sound's what? Like, I don't know, 900 miles an hour?
You're the musician.
That's right. So simple, no, I would say the Earth moves faster than the speed of sound.
Okay, well, guess what? Your measurements weren't bad. The Earth's rotational velocity is 1,000 miles per hour. The speed of sound at sea level in dry air is about 760 miles per hour. It's the rotational velocity of the Earth. Yeah, that's right. And guess what? You did extra great because only 41% of the audience got that one. Which is closer to being shaped like a perfect sphere, the sun or the Earth?
Again, very simple, Ophir. Earth is flat.
That's correct.
Answer is the sun.
Correct again. And your final question, wouldn't that be great if I just left it at that? People are like, but this is NPR! By the way, 66% of the audience got that correct. The sun is very close to being shaped like a perfect sphere. The Earth and the sun both have equatorial bulges, however. They are like cosmic love handles. According to a 2012 article in Science magazine, the sun is about 12 kilometers with the bulges, and the Earth's is about 43 kilometers. I feel like the Earth needs to go on the whole 30. So guess what? Julian Villard, you did it.
So I got every question right.
You got every question right.
And the audience did not, correct?
The audience did not get every question
right.
So that
would make me the winner of this game. I'm very competitive. Sorry, maybe it's a little aggressive. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's like you're mansplaining, you're winning.
That's
kind
right.
of fun. I like it. Julian Villard, fantastic. Give it up for Julian Villard and give it up for science.